Think. Level 3. Published by Cambridge University Press, 2015. This recording is copyright. Literature 4A. $1,000 by O. Henry. Exercise 2.
$1,000, repeated Lawyer Tolman. And here is the money. You heard the reading of your uncle's will, continued Lawyer Tolman. I do not know if you paid much attention to its details. I must remind you of one. You are required to render to us an account of the manner of expenditure of this $1,000 as soon as you have disposed of it. I trust that you will so far comply with the late Mr. Gillian's wishes. You may depend upon it, said the young man politely. In spite of the extra expense it will entail, I may have to engage a secretary. I was never good at accounts. Gillian went to his club. There he hunted out one whom he called Old Bryson. Old Bryson was in a corner reading a book, and when he saw Gillian approaching, he sighed, laid down his book, and took off his glasses. "Old Bryson, wake up," said Gillian. "I've a funny story to tell you." "I wish you would tell it to someone in the billiard room," said Old Bryson. "You know how I hate your stories."
"This is a better one than usual," said Gillian, "and I'm glad to tell it to you. It's too sad and funny to go with the rattling of billiard balls. I've just come from my late uncle's firm. He leaves me an even $1,000. Now, what can a man possibly do with $1,000?
"I thought," said Old Bryson, "that the late Septimus Gillian was worth something like $500,000.
"He was," assented Gillian joyously, "and that's where the joke comes in. He's left his whole fortune to a bacteria. That is, some of the money goes to a man who is inventing a new bacteria. The rest goes to a hospital to get rid of the bacteria he's inventing. There are one or two trifling gifts on the side. The butler and the housekeeper get a seal ring and $10 each. His nephew gets $1,000.
"You've always had plenty of money to spend," observed Old Bryson.
"Tons," said Gillian. "Uncle was the fairy godmother as far as an allowance was concerned."
"Any other heirs?" asked Old Bryson.
"None. There is a Miss Hayden, a ward of my uncle, who lived in his house. She's a quiet thing, musical, the daughter of somebody who was unlucky enough to be his friend. I forgot to say that she was in on the seal ring and $10 joke, too. Don't be superior and insulting, Old Bryson. Tell me what a fellow can do with $1,000.
Old Bryson rubbed his glasses and smiled. And when Old Bryson smiled, Gillian knew that he intended to be more offensive than ever.
$1,000, he said, means much or little. One man may buy a happy home with it. Another could send his wife south with it and save her life. $1,000 would buy pure milk for 100 babies during June, July, and August and save 50 of their lives. It would provide an education to an ambitious boy. You could rent Madison Square Garden for one evening with it and lecture your audience, if you should have one, on the precariousness of being the heir to a fortune.
People might like you, Old Bryson, said Gillian, always unruffled, if you wouldn't moralize. I asked you to tell me what I could do with $1,000.
You, said Bryson with a gentle laugh. Why, Bobby Gillian, there's only one logical thing you could do. You can go buy Miss Lotta Laurier a diamond pendant with the money, and then take yourself off to Idaho and inflict your presence upon a ranch. I advise a sheep ranch, as I have a particular dislike for sheep.
Thanks, said Gillian, rising.
I thought I could depend upon you, Old Bryson. You've hit on the very scheme. I wanted to chuck the money in a lump, for I've got to turn in an account for it, and I hate itemizing.
Gillian phoned for a cab and said to the driver, "The stage entrance of the Columbine Theater."